You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
All right, I was glad Mark Wade had a little extra time to come back with us one more time as we do a little road tripping with our Utah guides.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get
Don't forget about that new site, by the way, which is utahguides.com, and everything else is linked from that if you still want to do your road tripping with the boys. Bob unable to be with us today because he's got this gaboo that's going around. Everybody in my family's had it. I don't know why I've avoided it. But
to pass it around a little.
I guess I should not complain. All right, so we were talking drones today, and I'd love for you, Mark, in the time we have here, to share the story of what happened to you over in Hawaii. And let me just say this. I thought that these drones with this GPS technology, you could send them out, and if they got low on battery, they would come right back and land right where they took off, was handy, that you would never lose one of these things.
Until they break.
But, well, sometimes birds, sometimes water.
Yeah. Mark, shotguns?
Yeah. Something. Mark, share the story of the waves crashing over there in Hawaii.
Sure. Well, you know, one thing I'll just tell you is when I fly a drone, I am very, very conscious of, we talked last segment about where you should and shouldn't fly a drone. I'm very conscious about that. So I was out in Hawaii on the eastern shore of the big island of Hawaii. I've got a brother who lives over there. Every morning I'd walk down to the shoreline, and there's the whole shoreline. It's the whole island. We've talked about this is a lava-based island, and that whole eastern shore is mostly no beach and just 20-foot cliffs that are made out of lava, almost vertical. And so I was out there every morning looking at the sunrise and enjoying it, and I thought, I brought my tiny little drone with me. It's quiet. I went and I found a quiet spot way down the coast where nobody was. And I decided I'm going to launch this drone and put it out over the ocean about 90 feet away from me, out above the waves. And I thought, that's a good place to put it. It looks safe to me. And I'm going to walk along the edge of this cliff face in a safe spot. I had checked it out. The water was not crashing over the walls and onto the table there, if you will, the lava table. And I could just walk along there. And I was hoping a big wave would launch itself up into the air and just obscure me from view, and it would make a fun scene that I could show on YouTube. And Russ, you would enjoy this. You need to see this video. I'll send it to you.
Oh, great.
We have a video that people can see on UtahGuide.com, by the way. But I successfully did it, or I unsuccessfully tried to do it, walk by this along the ledge multiple times, and finally got the shot. And I thought, well, I better go check on my drone. And just as I was going back to check on my drone, I picked up my controller and I looked back and I said, where's my drone?
Oh, man.
And what had happened is I thought I had everything under control. I had a height that was safe. I could see the waves rolling in, and they were nowhere near where the waves were crashing. But what was happening is the energy from the waves from hitting the wall would go back out to sea, right? As they would come in against from time to time, if it was a big wave, the energy would crisscross. The incoming wave and the outgoing wave would hit together, and that would create what I've termed is a rogue splash or a rogue wave, and that's what happened. And a rogue splash came right over the top of my drone, and the only reason I know this is that the application or the app that you run your drone with keeps a cache file, it's called. It's a low-resolution version of the 4K video I was shooting. Now, if I had the 4K video, I would have been elated. I would have been excited, but that went down to the bottom of the ocean, unfortunately.
Oh, <man. laughs>
Yeah. You do get a little bit of it. You see, just as it starts to head underwater with the video, which is wild. I asked you this in a email or a text, I don't remember, we were communicating. How many have you lost but found in your years of doing this?
I've lost, I would say 5 or 6 that I've lost and then had to go use the tracking device on the application. You can track it because the GPS will show you where it's at.
Right.
It wasn't always the case, but I've put a drone in a river and ruined it. I've put a drone into a cliff and ruined it. I've put a drone, it can become expensive. There's sensors on the drone, but they can't sense everything. I put it into 2 or 3 different trees. I put Bob's drone into a tree.
So. I bet he was happy with you that day. What's the average What's the average cost of these things?
Oh, they can start at, you know, $500 or $600 for a less expensive one, and then they can go up over $10,000 depending on how you want to configure them. But a good, really good quality drone is around $800, $900 to $1,200.
Yeah. And what's the brand name that you would say is the most popular these days?
DJI is the most popular, but there are many other popular drones. All you have to do is do a Google. I use one called a Skydio made here in America. The DJI is from China. The Skydio drone made all here in America, and it's a really great drone for following you everywhere you want to go, better than the others. But but the DJI has other things that are great about it.
Those are cool videos, too, when you're out on a hike. Because, you know, the GoPro is always on your head or your chest, and so you get everything but you in it. The drone can actually follow you around on a motorcycle, on a hike.
But I see also, of course, they're being used in search and rescue and a lot of things like that for saving lives. But a lot of the Jeep guys are sending the drone out ahead of them to spot and make sure they can go ahead so they're not wasting time. And so do people with extra long motor homes. They're using drones to check where they're going.
It's a great idea. Yeah. All right. Just want to remind everybody, thanks for the stories, by the way. They can follow you, too, on Facebook, I think, under that Utah Guides headline, can't they? The name?
Facebook or Instagram, utahguide.com, D-O-T-com.
utahguide.com. And that you've got links now to all of your other work with the photog work and also with road tripping, so that makes it convenient. Mark, thanks for your time. Great to talk to you.
Always good to spend time with both of you. Thanks.
All right, Mark.
We will take another break here, and when we come back, we'll go into our snow day segment. We got lucky, actually, and we're going to connect with the chief operating officer of Park City. Their 60th anniversary is happening this weekend. Deidre Walsh joins us next.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.